Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, our 44th St. Patrick's Day program, and coming to you from New York. It is no surprise among those who are visiting from Ireland to find that our good friend, Jack Keyes, who is the Cavan County, he's the county manager of Cavan County Council, although he's a native of Athy in Kildare, but a lifelong supporter of the GAA, which is, of course, the theme of our St. Patrick's Day for this year here on Fifth Avenue. But Jack has played Gaelic and Gaelic sports all his life. We're delighted, actually, to welcome somebody who's right now on Fifth Avenue in New York. You're very welcome to the program, Jack Keyes.
Thank you, Adrian, and hello to everybody. It's great to be here.
You know, we got to know Jack and Owen Doyle and so many others during the broadcasts for 3 years in a row of the Fla Ciall na hÉireann in Cavan, in Cavan Town. Of course, we also did programs and interviews throughout County Cavan. Learn more about Cavan than we did indeed about many other countries through the years. But Jack, Cavan, tell us a little bit about Cavan, and in particular the recession. How and where does Cavan fit in with respect to the collapse of the Celtic Tiger and the interim period and the recession?
Cavan to me is it's a non-discovered jewel, and you know that sums up the county, because I came, as you say, from Athy County Kildare into Cavan, and it's not a place that's on the tourist map for a lot of people, unfortunately. But what we're finding now is that more and more visitors coming and spending a couple of days in Cavan, and maybe spending a couple of days in the big cities, and they just love the reality of it, and the nice country life, beautiful scenery, and friendly people. So it's a county really that has a great future. And going back to your question about the recession, it's probably weathered the storm better than almost any other rural county in Ireland.
Oh, why is that, Jack?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, people from the border region, in particular in Ireland, they're very self-reliant and they have a great work ethic. So they've been used to bad times before. So they're used to getting up and getting out there and doing something about a problem. The second thing that you mentioned earlier was the three flan have really helped Cavan, because they've given great confidence to people. They've given people a great sense of energy, but they've also put about 100 million into the local economy, and that's still there circulating around. So that's been a really important part of it. But the other thing that's happened, I suppose, with the demise of Sean Quinn, without taking any sides in that argument, fortunately, most of the employment has been maintained. A little bit of a loss in the insurance company.
Right.
That had
and
to
maybe again, just for the benefit
of, in big trouble, yeah.
For the benefit of those who may not know about Sean Quinn, indeed was, as Jack has pointed out, an absolutely major employer, and in fact, in good times and in bad, Sean Quinn, through all of his entrepreneurial efforts, created so much employment that indeed it became very obvious when the Celtic Tiger took a tumble, that one of the places most affected was the county of Cavan, and the aftermath and the whatever way you want to put it. Some people figured that it was a symbol of a witch hunt. Others would say, well, there are so many opinions about that it really doesn't make a difference. But what we do know and what we did find out when we were in Cavan is that too many people were helped. It was a tremendous opportunity for people in Cavan to basically cash in on, let history record, one of Ireland's most successful entrepreneurs. That kind of would sum it up.
I think so, Adrian, yes. And he still has a great support and love, I think, among the Cavan people and indeed the people in the neighbouring counties. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thankfully, I suppose, the recession in Ireland, as people over here are aware, it's certainly not over.
Yeah.
But it does seem to have bottomed out, and there does seem to be a bit of a lift up. There's a lot of more optimism in Ireland now than there was a year ago. And look, if we could just get over this bad period we've had, it's an awful pity it did happen.
Right.
I think we all know the reasons why it happened, but I think now we're a little bit on the way to recovery, and it'll be slow, and we won't get back to where we were.
Mm-hmm.
In at the peak of the boom, but
even
we would hope to be on the way.
But it would be fair enough to say that even the begrudgers would have to say that Ireland is heading in the right direction. That doesn't take much of the pain and the actual economic suffering that people in Ireland, throughout the island of Ireland, are going through. So, but imagine if it either, you know, came to a standstill, or God forbid, even show a decline of any type, things would be an awful lot worse.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why we've recovered better as a country compared to other European countries like Greece and Portugal and Spain is because of the connection to the United States. And if I could explain that, firstly, as your listeners are only too well aware, so many people in the United States have a strong connection with Ireland, and that has been a big help. We're one of the biggest venues for foreign direct investment.
Mm-hmm.
When American companies are coming to Europe, they seem to look at Ireland first. It's got the English language, got a very good workforce, etc. So we've done really well.
And a young, educated workforce. Ironically, Ireland in the last, particularly in the tradition of Ireland, has had forced immigration. For incoming investors into Ireland, they don't have to scour the country or go through Europe to get that young, energetic, educated workforce. So they're already and ready to go.
So there are absolutely, and I'm a great believer in this, at least the potential of the new initiative that was launched last year about the Connect Ireland, and that's what that's doing. It's asking people in the United States if they know of any company or if they know of any friend in any company who the rumor is they're going to expand into Europe, just to let us know. If they let us know, you can contact us through thisiscavan.ie, but contact, you know, there are other counties obviously involved in this as well. What we're trying to do at the moment is very often companies look around and they want to expand out of the United States. And they just say, well, where will we go? Will we go to Eastern Europe or will we go to Spain or whatever? Ireland, we'll put out the red carpet for them. But we need to know that in Ireland. We need to know who these companies are. So please, if anybody is listening and they know of any company who wants to expand into Europe, let us know in Cavan that this is Cavan.ie.
And there's no harm to point out that this is not with the wink and a nod and Grá Macri and backslapping.
Absolutely.
There's actually a reward for somebody who is directly involved to make the contact. Now, you don't have to go over and sell anything. You don't have to do it. To make the contact that results in inward investment into Ireland, there is a reward. And just tell us a little bit about that, will you?
No, I just haven't got the quantum with me now, but there is a nice little personal reward for somebody who makes the reference. And the reference is as easy as just picking up the phone, giving your name, and giving the name of the company. And if that works true, and the company comes and sets up, there's a reward per job set up in Ireland. So you know, there is that little bit of incentive for people as well.
And
as
there's a sense of doing it, yeah. There's a sense of pride for somebody who'd say, who can say, and in the future will say, do you know that my father or my grandfather was the one responsible for that factory, for that business, whatever it is, that's over in Cavan. That's an ongoing reward in itself, and it is something big. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Indeed, yeah, no, it's very important to us at the moment, and like if we are turning the corner, but if we get a little bit more investment in, and we're doing really well, but a little bit more into the county. See, a lot of these larger companies from the States who come to Ireland go to the big cities, and particularly Dublin and Cork,
right.
Maybe Galway and our time. There's a great opportunity in some of the rural towns. We're an hour away from Dublin. Have a great workforce, and we certainly could facilitate any investment that comes.
Jack, as always, we know that we learned more, as I say, about Cavan in our many trips, and we acknowledge the great hospitality shown to us, and indeed the hospitality of Cavan to all of those who came to the biggest singular festival in the world pertaining to traditional music. And I think many will list that amongst the greatest experiences that they've had. And you know, if you tried to limit the number of musicians, those who back in Cavan, those who are in the general area, those who developed friendships during the 3 years of the Flock Hill, I don't think it could be successful. So many people say, are we going to Cavan anyway, you know? And it is the land of music and everything else that's good about it, which, of course, our friend Jack Keyes, County Manager, Cavan County Council, is celebrating today. I better let you get back there on the parade on this St. Patrick's Day. And thank you, Jack, for joining us. And of course, your fortune. You're very, very welcome to New York.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And hello to everybody again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.